Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, you want to see something really scary?
You bet.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, this is really, really scary now.
I trust you.
Okay, pull the car over.
Pull the car over?
Ooh. Okay.
Scare me.
Are you ready?
Okay, go ahead. What are you doing?
This is the greatest talk show that will ever be. With your hosts, Mark the Arcturian, the Paranormal, and Hollywood, Tony B. And now, the return of the greatest talk show that will ever be.
Those were the days. Hello, everyone. This is Hollywood Tony P, the Hollywood Dragon, the champion here, now, forever. And I'm glad that you decided to join us on our emergence into existence. And, a new reality is formed. That's what we're going to title part one here. I didn't have a title for it until just a second ago, but I believe a new reality is a good place to start. Now, we're going to go back to how the greatest talk show was long ago, where we're just going to talk about what's going on that they don't want you to know about. I'm going to give you information on things that are going on that you might not know about. You might think there are things going on that you don't know about, and you'd be right, because there is things going on that you don't know anything about, and we're going to get into it, and we're going to start with the new reality, which is our own reality, and it is a doozy. And the greatest talk show is not the only show that's coming back into production. I do believe the PartyCast and maybe some other interesting choices for the new year 2023 here in the gracious World Generation Podcast Network, and we're very glad to be back. Now, I don't know, nor do I have any clue, but hey, get right to it. We'll be right back after this.
Rising from the depths of oblivion, materializing out of the ether, lost, found, the greatest talk show that will ever be. Return to the World Generation Podcast Network. Stay tuned for more.
You want to see something really scary?
You
want to see something really scary?
Get a half-gallon bucket of thirst-quenching soda pop. Go ahead, take a big gulp. And then feel the relief. If your thirst is too big for a big gulp, have a new half-gallon Big Burp soft drink. Now only 59 cents at 7-Eleven. At 7-Eleven, the price of gas just went down.
You're listening to the World Generation Podcast Network. Please like us on Facebook at World Generation or on Twitter at World Generation Podcast. And now back to the show.
shining star. His job to offer battle to bad men near and far. He conquered fear and he conquered hate. He turned dark night into day. He made his blazing saddle a torch to light the way.
Welcome back, everyone, to the greatest talk show that will ever be. I'm Hollywood Tony P, and this is Paradox Part 1. Yes, the greatest talk show, Paradox Part 1. Why paradox? Because we averted one. We had no choice, and we did. And if you notice, the scientists and all the people are now, you know, disseminating the fact that there are other universes, there are other realities. Time travel is, possible. Time travel is possible, and, you know, we may be in it. Well, I can tell you, we are in it. And let me preface the story by saying, whether you believe it's true or not, it doesn't matter, because anything could be true in the greatest talk show. So, it all started a while back, 2 years ago, a year, 2 years ago. And if you didn't notice then, you should have noticed now that we are not where we were, okay? Because for the wildest time, we were just going back and forth, backwards and forwards through time, nearly infinite, a near paradox. And of course, the only way to get out of the time loop is to land somewhere where time travel was not, is not, and could not be possible. Not that it isn't possible, not that it never will be, but time travel isn't possible until it is, and it always will be. But until it is, it never is, okay? That's the key you have to understand. Whatever reality, if it's a different universe, that's a totally different thing, because, again, we're in a different universe. We had to come to here, this reality in which humans did not exist, and therefore time travel did not exist, because time travel is an invent of the human species. And so we came here to an empty planet. Now think about the planet being nice and gardeny and empty with nothing. And we came here and we appeared. We appeared right on this planet. You, me, 2 years ago. We appeared with the history, with our history that we brought with us through the trillions of times we did it. We appeared here and we, you know, had a history. Great. Well, you know what? For most of history, guess what? Now, the Galactic Federation has a pretty good idea that we exist, and I have it under good authority that the Earth has declined to join the Galactic Federation for some reason, and I believe it's because there is not a unanimous decision. Somebody said no. I'm wondering who? See, I don't have specifics about this, okay? Let's get back to the looping and let's get back to being here. Everybody you know who's around you in your realities, your angels, your ghosts, your spirits are still were around you. Beings who? We appeared here. So all of you appeared with me and everybody else. We appeared here on this planet, okay? That means that you went to the end of time, back to the beginning of time and to here, meaning that you lived longer than any being in this reality. Hence, the human race is to be revered as we are of the eldest beings in existence currently at this time from just appearing here from an almost near infinite looping paradox. Now, that is how come information has been going from the future to the past, is because if you know, you spin something backwards in the water, it'll pull water from in the distance. You can pull it, and it'll make it move, because it's making the current, and it's coming from the future. We're plucking it out from ourselves, our own selves, our consciousness as we exist. We phase into ourselves existing. Now, in a place where we never existed, when we phased in here, it is a new reality, a new world, and things are slightly different. However, I can safely say that it's better here. This is great. Because where we came from, if anybody knew or get that the last place, and I'm saying last, but it's not last, right? It was a big jump. It was a big shift because we've been shifting and time traveling, and that's how you can time travel, you know. And a lot of times there was thoughts about, hey, you know, time travel, well, I fucked up. Oh, I have to, time travel is just going all the way, like in the Future Adam episode, past the beginning, doing it again, fucking up, going all the way forward. Why not, right? That's what it really is anyway. Even the going backwards, even time traveling backwards, you're still moving forward. It's still, you are going somewhere. You are taking that journey, and we took that journey. You took that journey. We took the journey. We all took the journey together, and we're here now in this new reality full of wondrous things to behold when you access the knowledge that you have in your Akashic record, right? Much like Tron, much like you have a disc that you carry around with you, etheric disc, and the disc is imprinted with all of your information on that disc, including your existence in other realities that you don't remember, okay? How many times have we done this? Trillions, right? Not this one. This, we are in this reality for the first time because humans did not. We just appeared here. Great. And then we've been here forever. So that's great. We've been in this reality for less than 2 years, but we've also been here as long as humans have been here. Now, I assure you time travel will eventually happen, I'm sure, but currently not. And that changes the concept, the construct, changes the idea, the thought process. Because now, not only are you one of the oldest beings who've existed ever, but that comes with certain privileges in reality and existence, okay? So it's hidden power that you don't have that is available to you to be tapped into, because we're all connected into this. You should be using it. We can use it. You know, just remember the future. Don't forget to remember the future. You're not psychic. You're not magical. You don't have magic powers. Psychic powers are nothing. What you are remembering the future. When you have a premonition, you are remembering how it was in a future that isn't. Could be. Did you change it? Well, it is obviously changeable to a mutable point, in fact, to the point of uncaring. And then, in the advent of I don't give a F, it turns out that the not giving an F makes the F more possible. And I would say the F was what the F is, but what the F, I don't know. But what I do know is we're going to take a break. Why not? I haven't done this in a while, and we should take a break. I love it. I haven't, like I said, you know. I don't know. I haven't done this in a while. And I don't know if I could find a commercial in time. Well, it doesn't matter. We'll be back after this on the World Generation Podcast Network. This is the greatest talk show, Paradox, a new reality. We'll be right back.
It's the party. It's the East Coast Party Cast with Hollywood Tony P and Javi C on the World Generation Podcast Network. How you doing, everybody? So you got the East Coast Party Cast. He's Puerto Rican, and I'm a freaking. And there you go. Together, we're gonna make a World Generation Podcast Network history. Is it still the World Generation Podcast? Is it World Generation Net? What is it?
So the date is coming soon on that.
Thursday night.
Yeah, party, party, party.
Tired
of paying those high department store prices, long lines at the check stand, items you want out of stock? Well, now it's your chance to get everything you want from the comfort of your own home by watching the Home Shoplifting Network. If you want quality stereos, CDs, fine jewelry, and colognes, the Home Shoplifting Network is for you. Check newspapers for local listings. Must be 18 or face juvenile hall. Sorry, no rain check.
Hollywood's kicking, still kicking. As champion, I have to kick ass. Excuse my friends. Kick A. So anyway, we were talking about a new reality and this reality, where we came from. Now, what happened before? Why were we spinning around in a circle, round and round? That's a story for another episode. We're not talking about that. We're talking about the new reality. We're talking about what's going on there. We're talking about the simple fact that in an instant, we all went from being nobody to the center of existence. Because, again, we are a race of beings who appeared in an uninhabited with a history. And our appearance was noticed. And it turns out that every single one of us, because time travel is not possible here, is older than any being that has ever existed in this reality. And because time travel was not possible here, everything that you think was time travel and everything that has been reported in news as was time travel isn't. Ooh, right? It might be universal shifting. It might be another shift to a reality that's 20 years in the past, right? That might be it. It might be a shift to a reality where it's 1937 right now in a different reality, because the Earth is rotating slower. I forget the Sliders premise on that. But that's the idea, because going backwards, no bueno, right? And that is why the Philadelphia experiment failed. It was not possible. But it was. Listen, we come from a reality in which time was broken and split because the Reclamator blew. Okay, why did it blow? Because it had to. The energy released from existence harnessed itself in on itself and overloaded itself, right? Because the Reclamator takes things, and there's our fail-safes now, and it's all taken care of. But eventually, the end of everything is just the end of time. And then we do it again. This time, the Reclamator has been mitigated to fail-safe. But there may come a time in which the Reclamator may, in fact, again. But fortunately for us, much like in the original Avengers, we built in a failsafe. Even though we didn't know it, we built in a failsafe, which is to what? Time travel. Break the bonds of reality. And that is why time travel happened before we spun around to a place it didn't. Now, will it happen again? Who knows? Now, aside from the abominable and how we got here and what we're going to do here and why we're here, we are here, right? And obviously things are still shifting around us, right? You may not be in the same reality you were yesterday. And it's just slight changes from now to the future. And it's possible those changes have nothing to do with you, because we are all, of course, in the most greatest possible reality, because we were doing it trillions of times. We were going round and round and round, all of us. We're old, okay? We were doing it so many times. Now, that's trillions times trillions times trillions. We were doing it so many times that our soul, our essence, our being we were consciousness so low. What do you think most of the time, living existence, you know, when you fuck up, you don't just go back. You got to live to the end of your life, die. You got to go on to the next phase. You got to keep going. Then you got to become a part of everything and exist to the end as consciousness. It's just a being who is existing with everybody and hanging out. Just content. And then you got to do it again from the beginning. Less form, more cloud, still conscious, but no form for ages. Sitting ageless until coalesced into your form, who you were. And then you still have to start over birth, whatever. Nah. I'm not going to refer to any etheric being of creation as G-O-D. Because a disclaimer, and this is an apocryphal disclaimer for those of you out there, the Old Testament God is not the same as the God of Jesus. If you don't know that, you would look at both of them. The Old Testament God is a murdering, vengeful, murdered children, murdered firstborns, murdered just because he didn't agree with the people in Sodom. He murdered them all in a massive massacre of blood and rain of terror. That is not creator being who created everything. God is the human. Word God is too big or is too small of a word to encapsulate what the being of infinite creation is, okay? Because telepathy is not just thought. It's feeling. It's much more than just I'm talking to you with my mind. It's talking with emotion. It's talking with spirit, much like existence and creation, okay? So the Old Testament God is, of course, and we've established on this show, and for those of you who aren't aware of the disclaimer, when a fiery cloud in the sky takes place in a mountain and then follows you around the desert and takes 40 years, it's a 6 days, right? 6 day walk, 40 years. Just a cloud in the sky, dropping fish, shooting lasers on his found and enslaved people. And, I mean, it's not that hard. And, you know, idea of the creator of everything. Everything is a being of creation, the entire existence. We are existence, creation, existing with the creator being, the being who created everything, above the human concept of God, which was just a little green asshole in a spaceship who could be a flaming cloud in the sky. And, you know, but the greatest part is the Jewish people, they were praying to the creator being of all things that are in the creation of everything. So even though the false God of the Old Testament wasn't the creation of beings and of the creation being of existence, it didn't matter, okay, because the message was getting through to actual creation, which is where we exist, wherever you are, what time, what year, what date, we don't know, I don't know. What year is it? Do you know? We exist right now wherever we are. Are we in a little cage? Are we rats in a cage? Are we in a simulation? Maybe we are in a simulation. How many of us are there then? Are there 40 of us? Are there 4 million of us? Are there, what is it, 8 billion now? The human population has gone to 8 billion people. Are those real 8 billion? I can tell you a lot about the non-player characters that exist that aren't, and there are a lot of them. There is no light in their eye. And that is our goal as beings of light, to fill their empty chalices. That's what each person is, an empty chalice in the light of existence, which we are part of creation and all part of this thing that is existence from beginning to end. And you've existed longer than most other people and other beings in existence. So therefore, not only do you have power, you have charge. Your charge is to fill the vessels that are empty. And the great part about that is that the single drop of water is like an ocean and will fill any vessel. So a single light deviation. And that is the idea, right, behind those of us who are aware of the fact that we've done this trillions of times, aware of the fact that we are in a different reality, aware of the fact that we have been time traveling and we're doing this again, right? I've been doing this again. You've done this before. You have done this many times. We're going to just keep doing it because not because we're still doing it all those times. It's because we did it all those times, because each time we had to go to the end of time. We had to live it all out. Every second goes to the end of time. Every second goes out to the future. Every one of them. every moment. And then it's written all the way to the future. And that's what we had to do. So you come with a charge to fill the chalice with a single drop of your light. You come with a purpose, and you come with the power, and you come with stature already written on your discs. Now, the Akashic record that you have is different than the Akashic record that I have. It's from your perspective and from my perspective, right? Now that the aliens are here and are aware of the humans, there is no need for the missing pieces that were the spinning round and round and round and round, right? What it did, in essence, was we got here, we did it trillions of times, so our records were full. We got here to where we weren't. Phased in, and instantly our records were uploaded into whatever this existence is, thus leveling it up as well. So it got all the knowledge of a human people who are ageless beings in existence, which makes me wonder how many of you and me and us there really is in any shape in this new reality that we do exist in. But you can see it, and you need to look clearly at it, right? Because that is where you are existing. Okay, I exist simultaneously in six different realities, I would say. Each of them has their own beings and peoples and time and space. They're not all the same. The eyes in the darkness are not the same as the other eyes in the darkness. And the other eyes in the darkness do not exist in the same reality as those eyes in the darkness, the shadows in the corner. Some are from here. Some are from the future. Some are from the past. You are reliving your life over and over and over. We beat the paradox, and we got here. Through this and through that, you have the ability of existence itself. Because if you realize that, not only did we have to do it once, we had to lock it in and do it a second time, because we can't repeat it. It can be defeated. So that's it. That's the answer. That's the story. That's this new reality. It's an interesting concept. It's quite a concept. What in the name of all that is going on? I mean, I don't know. I have not been here for the longest time. And we're here again. I mean, you know, the greatest talk show, man. When's the last time we did this? And I'm going to do it. Because I got a call. Hey, want to do the radio again? Sure. Let's do it. Let's give it a run. Well, anyway, see what you can do. Enjoy the time. We're going to take about, a 5-minute break right now, and then we'll come back with more on the new reality right here on the greatest talk show. I am Hollywood Tony P. You go to Facebook and type in many things. World Generation Podcast Network, like that. The Greatest Talk Show, like that. TGTS, like that. And United Wrestling Alliance, where I'm the champion. You can like that, too. Also, like my page, Hollywood Tony P, on Facebook as well. Twitter, psh, no, not from that jack-off. Elon, Richie Rich. Poor boy. If you want to call, 515-605-9753. The number changed. That's 515-605-9753. And we'll be back right after this on the greatest talk show, Paradox, on the World Generation Podcast Network. No hell below us.
rising from the depths of oblivion, materializing out of the ether, lost, found, the greatest talk show that will ever be. Return to the World Generation Podcast Network. Stay tuned for more.
You want to see something really scary? Something really scary? You want to see something really scary?
Feeling out of sorts lately and want to get back in touch with nature? The new Lust is for you. If you want that good all-over feeling, try new Lust in a Box. Now with 75% less gills, the new and improved economy-sized Lust and new instant Lust light.
It's the party. It's the East Coast Party Cast with Hollywood Tony P and Javi C on the World Generation Podcast Network. How are you doing, everybody? So you got the East Coast Party Cast. He's Puerto Rican, and I'm a freaking. And there you go. Together, we're gonna make a World Generation Podcast Network history. Is it still the World Generation Podcast? Is it World Generation Net? What is it?
So the date is coming soon on that.
Thursday night.
Yeah, party, party, party.
You're listening to the World Generation Podcast Network. Please like us on Facebook at World Generation or on Twitter at World Generation Podcast. And now back to the show.
Controls the British crown. Who keeps the metric system down? We do. We do.
Who leads Atlantis off the maps?
Who keeps the Martians on their wraps?
We do. We do. Who holds back the electric car? Who makes the Gutenberg?
Fish of their sight.
Who rigged every Oscar night?
We do. We do.
Welcome back, everyone, to the greatest talk show that will ever be. Paradox. That was my bad, Homer.
I can try to do it better, Marge. It's very difficult to do on the spot.
I haven't played that in a while. I wanted to play it. Excuse me, it's my show. Such a reality is, apparently, Thursday nights, the party cast coming back. It's a surprise to me when I press the button, and that's what it said, so that's what's going to happen. Paradox Part 2 will be coming next week, and that's going to be... I would like to kind of go into more of the other over there-ish. And maybe 3 we'll do the history of everything, just the wars and the battles. What wars, you say? Well, the Great War. That's for another time. But for all of you who don't know, now here's this is another disclaimer thing, okay? So your life and my life last the exact amount of time. Abraham Lincoln's life, that 160-year-old person, and the 30-year-old, whatever, they exist, their life, is exactly the same, right? We exist as existence, right? Similar, all of the same. So you got to think about, know that first. Your life is as long as anybody else's, exactly as long. We all start at the same, and we all end at the same. It doesn't matter if you live 100 years or 300 years. The relation, relativity, it's the same. And that's how you know the front and the back spinning around from time to time backwards around when we all have the same end. But it means we're all existing simultaneously with each other. We're all simultaneously connected. You are existing with Abraham Lincoln. You are existing with whoever at whatever time in history, simultaneously overlapping. So just remember that when you have a thought. And it goes off the track like this one did, that you can always talk to Albert Einstein and understand. But that's the first concept that you have to understand when you're understanding all of it, right? That we're all existing in the same short moment of time, an instant slowed down. An instant slowed down, meaning how fast is it going? And of course, it's relative to existence itself, which we know, science and religion, if it tells us that we are 4 billion years old, and religion tells us 7 days, you have math to tell you how long a day is, how many years that day is. It's simple as counting math. And then you realize, wow, it's a lot of days. You got to just live over and over and over again. And we got here. Why? Because we had to, and we are here now. Here. Very interesting place here, because without humans, right? The second half of the show, I think we're just going to do an hour. I think that's fine. without humans, imagine a planet, right? There are no human beings ever step foot on this planet. What would it look like? It would look just like it does, with no buildings, no streets, animals. But there wouldn't be a lot of animals. It wouldn't be like super animals. It would be like, I don't know, like Africa in Kansas, with just rolling hills and fields and trees and rivers and lakes. Like Red Dead Redemption, perfect example. You know, perfect example. Why not, right? Untouched wilderness. And then, quite abruptly, we appear. We appear because we were spinning around in a circle, nearing infinity. That's how much power it took to get to where we were, right? But as you keep spinning closer and closer to the point to get past the block, because remember, there's a block in time. That's well noted. There is a point where people couldn't get past. The only way to get past it was to spin faster and faster and faster and faster, around and around and around and around and around and around, and around, until when we got to that last moment, everything was spinning so fast and so much energy that it had no choice but to eject us from the loop into this only landable destination, a place where time travel is not possible, and therefore we could exist in and not continue on our loop. We landed here. We appeared here with a history here on an empty planet. I'm pretty sure there were no aliens here, right? Maybe a crashed ship, you know, some here, there, distress signal, but no humans, right? So no Dropas. The Dropas died out. They had no one to breed with, so they couldn't create the Asian people, right? There was no bacterial immersion that created the humans in Africa and the Mesopotamic area and the cavemen and such. So any alien that crashed here over time, Anunnaki came to survey, anybody who came to Earth would have found it pointless. The Anunnaki came to Earth because the humans were here as slaves. Now, the Anunnaki came to Earth in the past. There was a pyramid on Mars. They were able to travel from the other side of existence, where the Galactic Federation is. It's on the other side of reality, on the other side of the universe, way over there. How do they get from there to here? The pyramid on Mars, until it was destroyed by the war of the Anunnaki, and so again, silence. But here's the but. The Anunnaki hung out on Earth, right? But there was no gold here. So it was just a jumping point. It was just a stopping point on this. The pyramid still worked, but it was just Earth was just an empty planet to do whatever they wanted. But there was no humans, and they didn't make humans. They didn't have the monkeys or whatever DNA they needed. They couldn't make the species. They had to do the work. They had to do their own slave labor, and they didn't like it, and so they left. Here, right? The pyramid still open? Did they destroy themselves? Maybe. Goes with the story, goes with what is, but that's our history. But then again, us as humans just appearing, we would need a history to be here, right? We would have a history. I have a parent, I have mothers, I have a father, I have grandparents. So there's a history behind me. So I get here, my history comes with me. Same as you. You get here, you have a full history. So you get to a place, all of a sudden you're at the place, and then the Anunnaki, when they get to Earth, they find humans. Wow, humans are here. Humans are the slaves. Bam. This is why we are here. This is how come it worked. This is how to get out of the paradox, is because we are the paradox that stopped the paradox. The time travel wasn't possible because humans never existed. But now we do. And we're here, a product of other realities that don't exist anymore. Time travel is here now. Anything gone is the past, but it is still moving forward, and we were always moving forward, and therefore it was possible, and here we are. And when we arrived here, that means that we had a history, and that means that the Dropas, when they landed, they were able to intermingle with humans, and that means that the Anunnaki were able to come and do their experiments with humans. And that means that there was the war, and that means that the Pyramid of Mars was destroyed. And that also means that the humans have been silently on the other side of existence forever. The aliens cannot come here. Like I said, they're on the other side of the universe. Even if they had the power, their propulsion cannot do it. That's why you had the portal, the pyramid. Something with that pyramid, it was a portal in time and space. They could not duplicate it after it was destroyed. Somehow now they were able to. And how were they able to? They had to do it at the source, but they couldn't get to the source, right? Because they blew it up on the way out. So they had to travel all the way here, all the way to Earth, to find it, to fix it. And it's fixed now. And they're here now. And humans are here now. And they offered the humans the ability to join. Because, here's a little other information, asterisks, and parentheses, on the seas of, the parental seas of existence. A large armada of one would call a hostile species was definitely traveling close enough to the Earth, whereas it might become an interest, which is why the aliens have decided they wanted to invite the humans into the Galactic Federation. It doesn't mean that they're not going to protect the Earth. It doesn't mean that they're not going to not let the aliens come, but it would have been easier for them. It would have been easier for the humans, and they wouldn't have had to have been so secretive, because you might see something in the sky. Is that Project Blue Beam, or is it real? Is it Memorex, or Bolsheviks? I don't know, but what I do know is we're going to take a break, our final break, and then we'll be back. And we'll close out Paradox Part 1, and I guess we'll be back Thursday with the PartyCast, and then next week with Paradox Part 2, plus other great shows coming up. 515-605-9753 if you realize you are not from this reality, such as me. And if you go to Above Top Secret and you search for Angie Dickinson, was a mystery writer, you will find my article from years ago claiming and corroborating my entire story. And this is all the way back to 2006. All online. It's all there. My thesis about one thing was changed, and then it all changed. And that's how it all started. And we'll get into that after this on the greatest talk show, Paradox, on the World Generation Podcast Network.
Okay, kids, let's go.
There's just one place to go for all your spatula needs.
Spatula City!
Spatula City!
A giant warehouse of spatulas for every occasion. Thousands to choose from in every shape, size, and color. And because we eliminate the middleman, we can sell all our spatulas factory direct to you. Where do you go when you want to buy name brand spatulas at a fraction of retail cost?
Spatula City!
Spatula City!
And this weekend only, take advantage of our special liquidation sale. Buy 9 spatulas, get the 10th one for just one penny. Don't forget, they make great Christmas presents. And what better way to say I love you than with a gift of a spatula?
Spatula City!
Spatula City!
Hello, this is Cy Greenbloom, president of Spatula City. I like their spatula so much, I bought the company.
Spatula City, 7 locations. We're in the yellow pages under spatulas.
My, where did you get that lovely spatula?
Spatula City, we sell spatulas. And that's all.
You're listening to the World Generation Podcast Network. Please like us on Facebook at World Generation or on Twitter at World Generation Podcast. And now back to the show.
We'll talk about all the stuff that's going on and the stuff in reality, but just remember, you are a being of immense power, and, try to tap into it, see what you got, see what you can do. But, you bother too many people because there's still people who are older than you because even though you've done it millions of times, some of us have done it millions more times and trillions more times. It doesn't matter. I mean, we're all basically in the same boat. That's just a nomenclature. Now, again, first Mandela effect recorded on anywhere, I would say, would be 2006, like I said, above top secret. Angie Dickinson was a mystery writer by me. But you know her as police woman. I know her as mystery writer Angie Dickinson, who inspired a bunch of young girls. Makes sense. She was married to Frank Sinatra, quite an impression. That's why Frank Sinatra has like 3 movies that appeared one day to me that I never saw, never heard of, but they were most so popular apparently. Okay, I get it. Oh, well, there's a song, a Christmas song about raping somebody. It's cold outside. That song doesn't exist where I came from, but it does exist in this reality where Hillary Clinton lost, in this reality where women, the patriarchy is just now, it's about 10 years behind on the women finally, getting to try to take control. And even then, not possible because we didn't have a woman president. So the fact that somebody changed Hillary Clinton being president changed, or she wasn't president, right? Somebody went back in time to stop Hillary Clinton from being president. How? They took one of Hillary Clinton's biggest literary inspirations when she was younger. I don't know, a lot of women's inspirations. Imagine Emily Dickinson not being a sex symbol on somebody's wall with titties hanging out, but a mystery writer inspiring tons of young women. So when Hillary comes up for president, they don't let their misogynistic husbands take control, and Hillary becomes president. We have a woman president, and then we don't have Trump. And that was Hillary should have been president, then Barack, and then we would currently be in the second Barack term, because Hillary would have had 2 terms. And then Barack, as her vice president, would have taken over. He would have had 2 terms. We would have been in Barack Obama's second term right now if Angie Dickinson was what she was supposed to be and somebody didn't come up to her when she was like 11 or 12 and said, hey, you should join modeling. Here's my card. You should go do this beauty pageant. And that was it. That was it. Hillary Clinton lost the presidency. Somebody used time travel for that. Well, guess what? Here they didn't. Okay. So here they did not do that. But somebody did. Well, of course they did, because it did happen. See, it's part of our history. We brought it with us. Did we bring time travel with us? No. It cannot happen here. So all the effects of time travel that had happened, we brought with us. Angie Dickinson, all of that. That reality has happened, even though time travel is not possible. We are a product of time travel. We are here. We landed here because we had to. We had no other landing spot. Any other place we would have landed, we would have been time traveling, cut in the loop. We ejected ourselves. We landed here. And again, here we are in this new reality, which is the return of the greatest talk show and just a whole bunch of interesting things that are going on. And, you know, over the next however long, we'll explore them with the idea of an open mind and that anything that happened is plausible. If you come at it with the idea that everything is true about vampires, werewolves, portals, Avalon, wormholes, spirits, ghosts, demons, angels, if it's all true, right? It either has to be all false or all true. If it's all true, which it is, because we know there are spirits. I know there are spirits. I can hear them. Other humans can too. I know there are ghosts. So if there are ghosts, that means there is somebody who ferries them along, the Grim Reaper, the guy along the bridge, whatever him. So he's a being who is not a ghost. So there must be other beings like him around and thus forth. You get an existence of a universe of being, right? Who are these beings? They are the hierarchy of existence, and that is where I will end you, and we will go next time to the hierarchy of existence, and I will tell you all the beings in existence who are in charge of things, and there are many, right? You know, there are seven seats at the table. Six are occupied, one is empty. Seven seats at the table. Now, those seven seats at the table, those people deal with something, right? Then there's another set of people, council of judges, that stand way off in the outer reaches of the nothingness and evaluate existence and choices, your choices. So if you ever have big choices, high moments, and you think, feels like somebody's watching me, somebody is. They're watching you, which is why I feel like I have a lot of big moments, but I fail those moments because much like I could do Ninja Warrior if you're nobody's looking, but if you somebody's watching, I fail. Just like that. I can do anything, but if you watch me, I'll fail. I can't. Or like I could lift up anything if I had a pair of gloves, but my hands are weak as silk. It's a crazy conundrum. But anyway, so there are those people as well. There are also people, there are also beings who would be called guardians, who are the beings who are the beings of existence, the Lord of Time, the Lord of Balance, Death, all of them, the librarian of the Akashic Records, who, in fact, is one of the only few people who can actually read your record. You can read your Akashic Records. He can read your Akashic Records. But nobody else can. And then there's the Galactic Federation itself and the actual corporeal hierarchy of the Council, the Senate Chambers, the Senate Council. It's much like Star Wars in the Senate, and existence itself is like Star Trek, if it makes sense like that, in the Galactic Federation. And they are only now getting here to the pyramid, which they turned back on. But again, you can't fix something from far away. If it's broken, you have to fly all the way here. How far is that? Well, even with the greatest of species, it probably took them eons. So the aliens that are here now probably have a distorted view of what reality was when they left, what the humans were like, or what things were like, or what was going on. They probably had a distorted view, and then when they got closer, they saw our broadcasts and our newscasts, and then they started learning more about us just as they were making their way to us, or similar. But on that note, ladies and gentlemen, I believe we are going to end this night on a bang, a big bang, actually. And there was talk about what happened before the Big Bang. Well, what happened before the Big Bang was we did all this. Then we bang, go back to the beginning and do it again. Bang, bang. Hopefully this time we won't bang, bang, and we can just go forward again. That'll be the day. But we'll see about that. And next week we'll do part two.
We'll talk about the hierarchy. We'll talk about what's going on, because each of them, and that's not even it. There are also seven. It's in the Toth. It's in the Emerald Tablets of Toth. If you read those, if you read the Emerald Tablets of Toth, he talks about the Atlantean, the Egyptian god, and he talks about meeting these beings who are not the beings at the table. They might be. We'll see. We'll see what we channel next week right here. And I'd like to thank you all for joining us. And everybody on board, please like The Greatest Talk Show on Facebook. Search TGTS. Search The Greatest Talk Show. And, of course, the World Generation Podcast Network. And on that note, guys, I'm Hollywood Tony P. Good to be back from oblivion. We are out of here. We'll see you next time on The Greatest Talk Show you'll ever be.
A presentation of the World Generation Podcast Network.
Number 5 is alive.